Tim Mercer, a fine win. It's been a win typical of Middlesex's season, really. I mean, you've seen many of the way ups and downs over the years. It's been a season of comebacks for Middlesex, and they did it one more time here.
Yeah, we kind of spoke today about going to the well one more time, and that's kind of what happened. We, you know, as you say, we're on the back foot after the first morning. It was tough work batting for the guys, but all along our game plan was, you know, we think the wicket's going to get worse. We don't want to bat last on it. Might be that we have to take a bit of a hit on our first inning score, but just looking at the way the pitchers have played this year, it was that was a general consensus that we wanted to be bowling last, so that's how it worked out well in the end.
You got three in the second, you got four in the first, quite crucially to keep them to that 310, which probably was slightly over what you guys wanted, having been slightly under yourself, but even still the batsmen came up with the goods in the second innings, didn't they, to give you something to bowl at, even though probably Durham are still favourites going into that into the chase.
Yeah, I mean, it was great being two down overnight and 260 or whatever we had, but then proceeded to mess it up a little bit and lose 8 for 100 or whatever we did this morning, and bring them right back into the game. So, but you know, it was great fight shown this afternoon. Really impressed with, you know, the young guys who have come in, the bowlers, Ethan Bamber and even Martin Anderson picking up two crucial wickets there today. Were very, very good, and they have been throughout the last 6-7 games.
I was going to ask about the others. I mean, obviously Toby Rowland-Jones is a huge loss. And you'd have felt that, you know, because he had to really step up. And James Harris finishes with 61 wickets from 12 games. You got 58 from 11, so probably just snuck bowler of the year again this year.
One more game would have gone past him, definitely. But probably helped that he was in hospital this afternoon and couldn't bowl. But, you know, thankfully he's okay. And that was the main thing that sort of came out of that incident. And, you know, he's all right. He's got a bit of a sore head and might mean that he can't have a celebratory beer with us tonight, but you know, he's okay.
That was a positive the second half of the season, wasn't it, the youngsters? You mentioned Ethan Bamber, obviously, with the bat as well, Max Holden.
Yeah.
But Bamber's ended up with a great haul at the end of the season at an average of 20, which, I mean, he's really hit the ground running, hasn't he? I asked Mike Gattin, who was the last Middlesex bowler that would have come in and made an impact like that, and he said it probably was a young Angus Fraser in his first few games that kind of did that. Probably I said Bamber's more a mini Murta.
No, he has. He's been he's great. He's a great young kid. He's got a great attitude. He's got a bit about him as well. He's not just a nice kind of nice boy. There's a bit of fire in there as well, which is really good to see. And as you say, we've been unfortunate with Helmy and Finn and Roland Jones and the injuries they've had. So we've needed someone to step up towards the end of the season. And James Fuller, to be fair, as well, has played. Mm. You know, the way we looked at it, we had 6 4-day games in a row at the back end of the year, and at the start of that we were like, right, there's no way guys can play all of those, but those two I think have played all those games, and myself and Jimmy missed one, and so, you know, credit to them, and Martin, who's come in the last few games, has shown his qualities, not just with the ball but with the bat as well. So that's a positive for them going into next year, and hopefully they can take that form into next season.
It's a funny one, because it was four wins from those six in the end, with a draw at Bristol, which Middlesex were disappointed not to get that one over the line. But Middlesex come out of this with a lot of positives at the end of the season after what had been a difficult year, and take that into next year with obviously Stuart Law as the new coach now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've won 7 games out of 14, which is, as Mallow was saying in there, more than we've done for 20 years, I think. So that is a positive.
In 14 games as well, yeah.
In 14 games. So, you know, that's positive, but it shows, I think, in this division we're going to have to, you know, ramp that up even more if we want to get promoted next year and win sort of 8, 9, 10 games to get out of this division. So I think just with the way the wickets are, and generally there's a lot of results in this division, you know, we perhaps were a little bit short early season. We kind of started a bit slowly, and that's probably ultimately cost us 20 or 30 points or whatever it is that would have made the difference between us going up. So yeah, there's positives, but there's a lot of things to work on for all of us throughout the winter.
One man that helped bring a lot of these youngsters through is Richard Johnson. Didn't get the job as head coach. Middlesex have asked him to stay as assistant and bowling coach, and you know, obviously you'll have worked hard with him in the bowling ranks as well, you know, over the years with those youngsters also. I'm sure you'll be putting an arm around and trying to convince him to stay as well, won't you, which everybody else has said they're trying to do.
Yeah, of course, look.
Because he's had an impact on these last few games as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, I've been massively impressed with the way that he's gone about leading us as a team. And, you know, I feel for him, as you say, I'm close with him. We've played together when I first started and came to Middlesex, and had a really good relationship as bowling coach and bowler. So He's been magnificent for me throughout my career, and as you say, these last six games, you know, he's stepped up and been really impressive. And you know, we feel unlucky that he hasn't ended up with the job, and that's the way the club wanted to go. But you know, he couldn't have done any more to show off his credentials, and he's a massive asset for all of us bowlers having around. So
that's what I mean. You're going to put your arm around him with the other bowlers, try and convince him, say, look, Jono, you know, there's a future here, because you bet when the job comes around next time, whether it is 4 years, 5 years, he'll be certainly top of that list.
Yeah, of course. You know, we don't want to lose him. No way. So anything, it might not be anything I can say that can convince him, but you know, that's up to him. So, but you know, I think everyone at the club would love him to stay around and really enjoyed working with him. So hopefully he will.
How are you feeling? End of the season again. You're not far off Angus Fraser's Middlesex Hall. You're not far off Wayne Daniels Hall either. I mean, they'll be in your sights next season. But how many more years can you do it? Middlesex always think at the start of the season, oh, I hope Mertz is still okay. Yeah. But you're looking at the end of the season as sprightly as ever.
I'm not feeling it, to be honest. I've had a bit of a sore knee the last couple of weeks, self-inflicted from a game of football that we had in warm-up. So I've had to grin and bear that for the last couple of weeks. But I'm still loving my cricket, and even, you know, this win this week, even though it's a dead rubber and it's the last game of the season, it's you know, I feel energised by these younger players coming in, and you know, that pushes me on to want to do better and want to keep, you know, playing and taking wickets. So we'll take things year by year at this stage, but you know, I'm still enjoying my cricket, and we'll keep playing as long as I am.
Because obviously another target would be another crack at Division 1, wouldn't it? And that would be a frustration of this year, because you'll know the squad that you've got is still that squad of 2016, which won it, and perhaps even as a stronger squad now with the youngsters coming through.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I want to get this club back to where it belongs, and you know, that's a massive motivation for myself, and I'm sure everyone else. But yeah, as I say, we'll see what happens next year, and
try and knock Surrey off their perch.
But we've got a way to go before we get back up there. So first things first, getting promoted next year, and you know, we'll all be working towards that.